MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, April 24, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, temperature in the low 50s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 3:19 p.m. A new mixed-use development is being planned in Beverly, featuring 5 townhouses and commercial office space. Paul Layton of the Salem News is reporting today that the development is planned for 451 Essex Street in the Centerville area of Beverly. Ward 6 City Councilor Matt St. Hilaire has said that he is not opposed to the development. Former Lynn Mayor Thomas McGee has been named by Governor Maura Healey to the MBTA board. We have details on the appointment posted below in this North Shore Today post. The Daily Item in Lynn is reporting today that a Swampscott man, David Sill, was arrested with an untraceable firearm, a high-capacity magazine, and an explosive device at his home on Rock Avenue. Police apparently received a tip and then executed a search warrant. North Shore cities and towns are moving forward with their budget planning for the next fiscal year. In Newburyport, Mayor Sean Reardon reports that the school committee will be submitting a budget following their meeting tomorrow night.
Schools will vote on their budget on Tuesday. So that once the school committee votes on that budget, and again, I'm not going to take a vote as chair of the school committee because that budget is going to come to me anyways. So the school committee, the rest of the school committee will vote on that on Tuesday. That will come back to my office, and then I will submit our budget into by the following week. I will submit that packet into the city council, and they will have the budget for the first time at their May 8th meeting. So if you go on the city website and then you go on the public calendar, you will see all the different budget hearings around the city, and they pretty much take up the whole month of May, and there's a couple of nights.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. The executive director of Beverly Bootstraps spoke before the Beverly City Council last week and explained the growing role that the organization is providing in the city and beyond. The organization is seeing a growth in services being provided to senior citizens.
Particularly for our seniors, their income is static. And so as expenses like inflation, as expenses grow, they really can find that gap just collapses on them. And so therefore, they cannot afford all of the things that are really necessities in their budget. And so if they come to us, we can sometimes help them in lots of different ways. And one of them is just sort of sitting down with them and figuring out what's going on with their budget. And then suggesting to them, definitely come use the food pantry, but what are some other ways that we can help?
Then there is the growth in nourishment support for young children in Beverly.
So we started a program a while ago called Kids Weekend Food. We partner up with the schools, and they identify the children who are really in need. We have volunteers who come in and help us pack nutritionals, really big snack bags. It's a lot of non-perishable, as nutritious as we possibly can make it, food that goes either into the child's backpack if they're elementary school or distributed to them in the middle school before they go home on for the weekend. And we've had a 44% jump from this time last year to this time this year. Some of it is, again, we're sort of rebounding from COVID. But some of it is there are more children being identified who need this. And what we're hearing back from the teachers is that they are really seeing a difference when that child has access to food over the weekend. So we love this program. It's phenomenal, but it is growing a lot. And it just signifies the need that's out there.
That's Sue Gabriel, the executive director of Beverly Bootstraps. The entire Beverly City Council meeting can be viewed on BevCam. And St. Mary's ninth grader and Boy Scout Liam Martin led a group of 50 volunteers at Breakheart Reservation in Saugus on Earth Day to remove an invasive species at the park. According to the Daily Item, he also got a chance to plant a tree with Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll at Breakheart. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the Brewers yesterday 12-5. Up next for the Sox, they'll play in Baltimore tonight. The Bruins beat the Florida Panthers yesterday 6-2 to go up in their series 3-1. Bruins could wrap up the series Wednesday night in Boston. The Celtics beat the Hawks last night 129-121 to take a 3-1 lead in their opening round playoff series. Game 5 is tomorrow night in Boston. The Newburyport boys lacrosse team is now 5-3 on the season, and this is their coach, Josh Wedge.
You know, we had a good week. We played two state champions. We played Portsmouth on Tuesday, and we played a really strong game for three quarters. And, you know, we were down by one, headed to the fourth, and we kind of let it get away from us. Today, we got ourselves into some trouble late again. Actually let them tie it up 7-7, but we were able to pull it out with about a minute left in the game. So it was a good week for the boys.
It has been a learning experience for this year's Clippers team.
You know, I've learned that we have a lot of potential. We have a lot of talent. We have kids who play hard. You know, I think the thing that we've learned as a team over these games is you can't make mistakes, simple mistakes, mental mistakes against these good teams and, you know, come out on top. So against Portsmouth, you know, we probably, you know, they're a very good team, and this is not to take anything away from them, but we handed them 6 goals, you know, just mental errors, and, you know, 2 of them were into an empty net, just throwing the ball directly to them, trying to clear it, and, you know, it was just really, really back-breaking mistakes, and good teams will make you pay for those, and we've learned that we can't do that. And today we cleaned things up a lot. We didn't make nearly as many mistakes. We still made a few. We still had a complete mess up and a clear, but for the most part, like each one of these games, we've gotten a little bit more cognizant of just, you know, every minute of every quarter matters against these good teams. You know, our margin for error is not that large. I think, you know, our loss to Portsmouth, you know, you never want to lose a game, but I think it definitely helped us.
Newburyport boys lacrosse coach Josh Wedge. Newburyport will host Ipswich Tuesday afternoon at 4. Today in boys lacrosse, Peabody is at Danvers, while in girls lacrosse, Danvers will be playing at Peabody. And today in high school baseball, the Prep will host BC High at 4, and in softball, Marblehead plays at Peabody also at 4. That's sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.